Yeah, I can see my complicity. But simply seeing it doesn't absolve it.
So I find myself still.
Still sitting still with just this comfort. I don't know what I was thinking. Somehow, I thought I mentioned the creation of grand poetic work, reflecting an attention between scientific research and the implications of the funding of that research. I thought that if I looked hard enough, the evidence of talk to come to some grand revolution or some deep insight to see. But that was a question I wanted to use. The deeper I tried to dig, the more entangled things became. My heart turned like a balloon, swimming between awe and unease. But unease is not the kind of thing I have. Unease is the gravity at the bottom of the earth, which keeps the pendulum swinging. Desire and curiosity, between desire and discovery, finding the smallest of subatomic particles with the vast expansion of the cosmos. And so here I am, still sitting here with this potential. But ask yourself, are they most likely to let you down? I thought that this would be caused to follow in this case.
But
there's a critical flaw in this case. Reflecting only moves the light from one place to another. And geometric objects are not precise at quantum scale. It would have been so much better since instead of causing it to cause an effect, it's causing it to cause an effect. But, I can't quite figure out how to do it. I tried looking at differences that mattered. In doing so, I realized that I had to look as much at my own coordinates as at yours. To look at an amplified crest and cross, and to make room for the stillness of our third transformation. But there's no such thing as stillness. Things only appear to be still because of their speed. They're moving either too fast or slow for us to perceive. So if there is no point of stillness, can there be no making peace? The possible implications of application? Where was I going with this? What did I listen to? How will you know when I'm finished?